Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
We are back talking another weekly review in the Industry Pickup League. Myself and Adam King from Fantasy Basketball International are talking about what happened in this week. We had a loss and we had a win, but who got each one? Let's go!
Jordan open. Chicago with the lead. Bryant to Shaq.
Not a game. We talking about practice.
LeBron James with no regard.
Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang!
Curry for three. Wow! Unbelievable. Making it rain in New York.
We the North are now we the champions.
Not the destination.
G'day and welcome again to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, Mitch Casey, and you can find me on Twitter at Ball Boys Fantasy. And back again with another industry pickup review. And today I am joined once again by the one and only Adam King from Fantasy Basketball International. G'day, Adam. How are you, mate?
Very good, mate. As you said, one of us had a win, one of us had a loss.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I was the one that had the loss this week. So you got the win, and I don't know, keeping the dream alive, maybe, of making those playoffs.
Oh, barely. Look, it was looking good early in the week. I was up pretty handsomely. I think it might have been 7-2 at one point. I thought I could get a 6-3 victory, but ended up with a 5-4 victory. Which, I mean, I'll take the win, but
yep.
At this point, I need to get as many categories as I could, and I thought I might sort of luck into free throws this week or assists, but didn't happen. So, look, I'll take the win, but it could have been better. That's for sure.
So you ended up with the victory over Alex Raclean, and I unfortunately lost for the second time this season to Josh Lloyd, who. Look, he's got a bloody good team, and he's a tough team to beat at this stage. Thought I could maybe get him in a few categories. It was close in the end. There was two categories where, you know, a few different things could have gone my way, but unfortunately I did lose 3-6 to him. So let's bring up the league over here as I transition the screen across. So I'll just start over with my matchup versus Josh Lloyd. I ended up winning field goal percentage, rebounds, and assists against him. The final day came down to the blocks and turnover category. I did. I only played the 39 games because I ended up benching Bradley Beal, who was a player that I was going to play in order to hopefully win the turnovers. But unfortunately, the final game, which had four of my players in Fox, Sabonis, Brook Lopez, and Giannis, four of my best players. Normally, I'd be ecstatic for a game to go into overtime, but when I was trying to win the turnover category, and I was down one at that stage at the end of regulation, I had 70, he had 71. When the game went into overtime, and I got three extra turnovers in that period, I was not super stoked about that one. And of course, there were no extra blocks in that time either. So ended up losing the blocks by two and turnovers by three. At the start of the week, I also thought that I was a chance in steals. But Josh said, stuff it. I'm going to have 50 steals for the week. And it never was close. I think there was a few games where Kawhi had five or so. And it really put me on the back foot where I was trying to win assists and turnovers, which I was probably not realistically that you know, much of a chance to win both of those things. But yeah, that pushes Josh back into the top of the standings there. So that's all right. We'll fight another day and regroup and see how we go next time. But it's a loss. Let's go over to your matchup here against Alex. Talk us through your strategy for this week and how it all went down.
Yeah, so I was reasonably confident in my sort of my strong categories, my blocks, my field goal percentage, rebounds to some degree as well, though it was somewhat close in rebounds.
Less than 20?
Yeah, less than 20. Steals, as you said, I won with 31 steals this week and Josh got 50. So it does come up, like, it depends who you're matching up against week to week. But so I sort of got the categories I thought I was going to win. I'm never going to win threes with my team. I'm never going to win points with my team. Assists were close for a while, but he pulled away a little bit towards the end of the week, and the only other one was free throws, where I ended on 80%, which is okay. Like, 80% is not terrible, but he shot 83%. So, yeah, I got my five, and I'll take it and move on to next week. But, yeah, would have loved to have just snuck one of those other categories just to give me a little bit of a nudge up the standings.
Yeah. So we'll take a look at the standings here that I've got up screen for those over on YouTube, where I'm still sitting in fourth. I entered the week at fourth. I think I was one game back from Rhett. Now I'm two games back from him. So I'm still kind of in a bit of a spot on my own. 2.5 games ahead of fifth place, two games back from third. So it's kind of, you know, it's, you know, running my own race at this stage in terms of there. I still feel like I've got a little bit of a buffer, but only three games out of the player, Noah Rubin, in seventh at the moment. So I can't get too complacent. I still need to keep, you know, putting on the wins that I was prior to this week. And you are down there in ninth, 19 games back from Josh at first. So outside of that sixth position, was that 4.5 categories behind Mike Barner, who is in sixth place? Who, look, it's doable. It is still doable. There's still time. How many more weeks do we have left? That's a good question for us too.
That is a good question.
I believe we are going to March is where our thing will be. Actually, let's do this now. We'll go to the period here. So if we do the next week.
So we're into period 13.
So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 8 or 9? 5, 6. Well, I've got 6 left. 6 periods left.
And then the playoffs start, obviously.
And the playoffs start. So six left, and you've got to make up 4.5 categories. So like we said, doable. Doable, you're going to have to, well, that's the wrong league I'm pulling up there, but you are going to have to, I guess, get a little bit of luck go your way. Some other results probably aren't going to go your way, but still manageable. So I don't know if that gives you more or less hope than when you started this podcast after we're counting out those weeks left. But yeah, what are your thoughts on the journey back?
Yeah, look, it's going to be tough, especially with my build. As we've seen, I've won a couple of weeks in a row, but they're 5-4 victories. It's tough for me to get a sort of a 6-3 win. So it's probably going to come down to a little bit of luck and winning those matchups, but also depending on who I'm playing. So if I'm playing someone who's directly above me, and I win 5-4, they lose one and I gain one. So that's sort of a 1.5 game or a 2-point swing. And this week I do. So this week I'm against Watch the Boxers. So that's Mike Catron. Yep. He's on 54, I'm on 50. So if I win 5-4, I'll go to 55 and he would go to 58. So it would pull me closer. So if I can chip away and just keep getting these wins and yeah, but it's going to, like, some of these guys that have been getting me numbers, like Andre Drummond, I'm still hanging on to him, but it's
the value's coming to an end,
It is. He was all right yesterday. I managed to pick up Xavier Tillman last night.
That's a good get.
So I overpaid, I think, to get him. But
I put a bid on him and was cruelly denied. Okay.
I got nothing to lose. So if I get to the end of the season, I finish eighth and I've got $300 left, what's the point? So I might as well invest now. I lost Marcus Smart. So just when I started to get my guards back, I lost Marcus Smart for 6 weeks. Well, which is basically the rest of the regular season. Markel Fultz is, I'm still hanging on to him, but I'm really just being stubborn there because he's barely played.
Yeah, I mean, the Marcus Smart thing sucks because he's had a very, you know, limited season in terms of the games he's played, 20 games so far in the season, and I don't think he's going to count all too much more before the fantasy basketball playoffs start. So that's a bit unfortunate. But for the rest of the team, it looks pretty healthy. But like you said, some of those guys' values come into agree. And I agree with you. Like, if other teams are watching this and you're at that point where, okay, I'm touch and go whether I'm at the playoffs or not, and I've got this fab budget, spend it. Get those guys in. Grab the Xavier Tillmans. Grab the those guys that are hot waiver wire agents. And if you overspend a little bit, so be it. You'd rather, you know, it's better to, you know, get those guys than to sort of die wondering and that sort of a thing. So don't worry about holding on to your waiver wire priorities and all those sort of things. Get the guys that you believe are must-haves. And I do think Xavier Tillman does fall into that category now with Memphis just absolutely decimated at the moment. And we know he can put up stats when he gets the minutes. So, yeah, I like that acquisition by you there. Who have you got this week? So who did you say you've got?
Mike Cotron this week.
Okay. How do you feel like you match up against his team?
So I'm just going to have a look.
So if we have a look at how things would have shaped out last week, we know you're strong in rebounds. You would have got him in rebounds. You would have got him in your blocks that you are very strong in. Field goal percentage, would you? Yes, you would have got him there. Assists, he would have got you in assists. Steals, that's a close one. So he would have got you by 3.
Yep.
In steals, you would have won turnovers. So either assists or steals is, you know, which you identify. Most of the time it does come down to.
I think for me, moving forward, it's going to be steals most weeks. I think blocks, rebounds, turnovers, and field goal percentage I'm fairly strong in. It is that steals category, and that's where I may need to stream a little bit. If maybe Fultz starts playing, I don't know what's going to happen there with him.
Yep.
Pillman is coming off a 5 steal,
six, I want to say. Yeah, he can get him in bunches.
He can. So he could get me 0 or he could get me 11 this week. Yeah. Like, he could go either way. Larry Nance is a little bit the same. He can be a sort of a guy that gets you 2 or 3 steals from that center or forward position. So I think it'll come down to steals. If I can get steals, then I might be able to eke out that 5-4 victory.
You guys were also very close in free throw percentage last week. So he had 80.3 and you were 80 on the dot. So maybe another sneaky one that, you know, keep an eye on, and it might be something that could, with a bit of luck, go your way as well with that potential 6-3. Yeah, so
Tillman doesn't really help me there. He's shooting 39.4%.
probably just more hopeful that he doesn't go to the line at all in that stage. So.
We'll see. But it might mean that I have to, maybe there's some strategic benching at the end of the week if I'm close in one of those categories here.
Yeah, for sure. You were closer, let's put it this way, you were closer in free throw percentage than you were in assists. So if it is the difference between that 6-3 and 5-4, that might be your best hope there. So that'll be interesting. I'll be watching that one closely because Mike is the guy who's directly underneath me in those standings. So he is the guy that is, you know, the biggest threat, I guess, in terms of knocking me off, although there is a big clump of those guys in that range. So I'm pulling for you. I'm pulling for you to knock off my closest competitors.
Yeah.
I am versing the very hot Dan Titus this week.
Yes.
And I managed to get Dan Titus last time we played, but his team is on fire right now. He what did he have last week? If we have a look at, he led, I think, the league in reboundings last week, dominated, so that's usually a strong category for me, but I'm dealing with a few injuries with a few big guys at the moment. Clint Capella missed some games. I've been without Derek Lively for a little while. Obviously, I'm still missing Evan Mobley. So my blocks and my rebounds have been down lower than I would have liked. So he would have got me there on the rebounds and by a fairly convincing margin. So that's a little bit concerning. I would have got him in assists. I would have got him in... Oh, no, he would have got me in steals. He had 41. I would have just got him in blocks. I think, yeah, I would have got him there in blocks. Turnovers, he destroys me. Points, very, very close there in points. There's about 50 points difference there. And, of course, I benched. That was with one field player, so that was a close one. My threes have been better, but still, he clears me pretty comfortably there. So I really do need to get my big man stats up a little bit more than I normally would have to in a normal matchup. He does have some really good players like a... like a Jalen Duren. Isaiah Hartenstein has been huge for him recently, so I think that's given him a big boost in recent weeks. And his team is just very healthy. He's got no injuries, which makes me extremely jealous. So yeah, it's gonna be another tough week. Despite the fact that he is second last on the ladder, he has he's taken some pretty decent scalps recently. So he had a big 7-2 victory against Alex Berutha last week. So coming up against a bit of a form team of the comp at the moment.
But we'll see. I'm just running down his roster sort of because he was bad to start the season. I mean, let's be honest, he was at the bottom by quite a bit. And I had him on my show, I want to say a month ago maybe. And I think he was, we just touched on industry pickup and we were talking about our teams. And he said that, look, he was at the bottom, but he felt like his team was healthy now and that he might be able to push back up the standings, and that is starting to happen. And if you go through his roster, as you said, Hartenstein has been phenomenal the last, whatever it's been, 3-4 weeks. Anunoby, I think, has been better since he got to New York. Tyus Jones has been who we expected.
Yeah, he's been much better compared to how he started.
Mathurin has managed to sort of find some consistency with his scoring. Tyler Herro is back. RJ Barrett's been playing really well. Larry Markkanen's been playing really well. So I think he's had that sort of no injuries and guys who have just realized some of that.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Potential or hit their straps at the right time for him. So
yeah, he must have, you know, had a big locker room chat with him after one of these weeks, and he's got them all fired up and playing well for him. So yeah, it'll be a tough one. I'm trying to figure out how he's gotten to so many rebounds. It must have been just like the Duren. I mean, oh, look at these rebound totals from Isaiah Hartenstein: 20, 15, 14, 19. Monster rebound numbers.
So was that all in 7th, 14th? So that was all in 7, 8, 9, 10. 14. I'm just trying to think if they were all those big double digit games came in 1 week.
Or I believe they... So Jan 7 to Jan 14th. So that's a 7 day.
I thought it was 8th to the 14th was the last.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe he just had the last three with the 14, 15, and 20.
But even still, I mean, that's 50 rebounds from one guy
in three games. Yeah. So, for him to nearly get 300 rebounds in the 1 week. It's pretty intimidating. I won't lie. I'm pretty intimidated there, Dan.
And look, I mean, even I'm scrolling through, even Bobby Portis had 10 rebounds, 8 rebounds, 12 rebounds. So you don't get that every day of the week. Yeah. Miles Turner had a 13 rebound game. That's sort of double his average.
And I bloody gifted him Miles Turner. That just pisses me off. if Miles Turner does me in this week, I will riot.
What's he been? His block numbers haven't been great, so that's
look. He's been okay. I wouldn't have said he's been outstanding, but it's definitely better than what Evan Mobley's given me the last month.
Slightly better. Yes. Lowry Markkanen has had 9, 9, 12, 14, 13 in the last five. Yep. So he's just got a lot of guys that are getting a lot of rebounds.
So talk to me. We'll go over to the waiver wire and the transactions over this last week here. I'll touch on – we've got a couple of Memphis players that I want to touch on because one of your acquisitions that you said you had was Xavier Tillman onto your team, dropping Dayron Sharpe. You bid 125. I'll just double check what the other close bids were. Josh, he bid 90 for him. I bid 43, way off, Mitch. And it was just us Aussies going for him. Oh, B-Dub also bid 44. So, all the Aussies interested in Xavier Tillman. You were the winner with 125. Where do you see him moving forward? And what was sort of your rationale for getting him onto your team? Was it the steals or was it just everything he can do in the minutes that he's going to get with the team decimated?
Yeah, look, I think the minutes it was the first thing. He's over 30 for the last two, over 28 for the last three. He fits the free throws other than this week, which it might be a factor. Usually it doesn't matter, so I don't care about that. He's playing center, so he's going to get me 7, 10 rebounds, something like that. He's generally pretty efficient. He does have those nights where he just can't hit anything, but generally he's pretty efficient. The steals, out of position steals, which I know he can do. He's averaging 1.2 steals for the season.
He's a big steals guy for a center.
Yeah. So if I could get 1.2, 1.3 steals, so for the week, I don't know how many games he's got this week.
I haven't checked the schedule for
so he's only got three.
Okay.
But if he could get me 5 or 6 steals, then it all adds up.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, look, it's a bit of a flyer given he was out of the rotation 2 weeks ago, but with no Biombo there and Aldama, or is it Aldama is now out for 3 weeks as well?
Could very well be. I've been struggling to keep up with all their injuries, but they are quite decimated.
I feel like it's Aldama who's out for 3 weeks. Yep. Bane out for...
Six to eight.
A grade three sprain's a pretty bad one. So, look, someone's got to do something. So I picked him up and picked up Luke Kennard in about three other leagues.
Yes, yeah, he's gonna bang in some threes. Obviously, not as useful in this league for you, but I think that Xavier Tillman acquisition is a big one. I'll bring it over to my. I only made one ad this week. You stole the Xavier Tillman from me, and I'm very happy with it so far. I grabbed Vince Williams at the start of the week, got him for a little sneaky $7 there, and I only played him one game this week, and it was the right one to play him in, his most recent game where he went, 17, 8, and 8 with 2 steals and a block. He pissed all over my field goal percentage, but that's okay. I survived. And now with the recent, like you said, the Desmond Bane injury news, Marcus Smart being out for a while, they've got obviously other injuries all over the shop. So he is someone that I expect to play big, big minutes. They converted him obviously at the start of the week into his guaranteed contract. he just kind of fit what I needed. He's that small forward kind of guy that I've been searching for to plug and play in games where Scotty Barnes isn't playing the four. So I did lack that second small forward in my team. And for me, it's the assists, it's the steals, it's the blocks, it's the rebounds. I'm not always competitive in points, and his poor percentages, I can survive the field goal percentage, and I don't care about the free throw percentage. So hopefully that last game is a sign of more things to come. The previous game, it was a little bit underwhelming before that, but I do think that we're probably more likely to see more of these most recent kind of games with a lot of those guys out. But he will probably hurt your percentages. I'm just in a position where I can withstand one, and I don't care about the other. So I am looking for those other counting stats. What are your thoughts on Vince Williams, just in general, moving forward in terms of other people who might be looking at him to add him onto their squad?
Yeah, look, I think he has to be added. We were at that point when you picked him up earlier in the week, and they've only added to their injury sort of tally since then. So I think if he was fringe must add a week ago, he's definitely a must add now, along with Xavier Tillman and Luke Kennard, and then basically anyone else. G.G. Jackson maybe. I think I've seen a few people sort of floating that question of, do we go and add Gilliard or G.G.? I'd like to think they might go with G.G. a little bit just to see what he can do, but
he's got a bit more untapped potential, I think. So I would lean that way, but I do think there'll be some rocky times with a player like GG and just how young he is. But yeah, I'd probably go that way for the most part. But I'd probably go Vince Williams and Tillman over both of them.
Yes.
As long as you're not expecting huge scoring out of both those guys, they do a lot of the other stuff. So less priority in a points league, more in a category league. So.
Yeah, and maybe it's John Conchar. We've seen him do stuff in the past. He's a good rebounder from the guard position. Yep. So maybe, I don't know, it's sort of hard to know. And I think other than Kennard, Tillman, Vince, it's just going to be whoever's hot will stay on the court. So it might be GG one night because he's going off. He'll play 32 minutes and then he might only play 14 the next night. So it's going to be, I think, hard to project, at least until we get a good feel for what their rotation looks like over the next week.
Yeah, 100%. So, I'm pretty glad with that ad for me. Again, like getting in a little bit early with just the $7 bid is very nice. So I was a bit low, but I've still been hanging on around with that $343 claim budget left. I'm pretty happy with my squad. If I could just get some healthy players going, I feel like I've made some good ads. More recently, just need to get some health, and hopefully players like Jalen Suggs can play more minutes. I was pissed that I threw him out there for that 14-minute game where he was sick. I didn't see anything about that. Would have loved to have got different players in there. But I just, I think it's a tough loss to Josh, where I felt like my team did relatively well and he still beat me 6-3. However, a lot of that comes down to those steal fluctuations on week to week. I am going to require a bit of luck when it does come to those playoffs, but hopefully those guys that I have added more recently will still be firing, and I'll have some of those players come back from injury, like an Evan Mobley, like someone like a Derek Lively, who would definitely help me in those blocks, which I would have needed, and the turnovers. I would have maybe played them instead of players like Bradley Beal that maybe turn the ball over a bit more. So my team makeup will be a little bit different, assuming those guys will be healthy, and it does give me a decent blueprint to work with there. So fingers crossed those guys can come back.
In terms of my roster, I'm pretty happy with it at the moment. Not a lot of injuries other than Marcus Smart and Chris Paul. Both of whom, I mean, they're in my IR spots at the moment, but if I get another couple of short-term injuries, I might have to just drop them guys. Because, as I said, same sort of logic as with the bidding. If I end the season with them in my IR spot, but I haven't made the finals, then could I have done more? Could I have moved them out? So we'll see. Josh Giddey's been better over the last little bit, so that's been good. Drew Holiday still sucks. For a guy that has such a significant impact on the game and is so important to his team, he's just doing nothing in terms of stat production. It's been
I really thought that his steal numbers were going to come up this season because of the fact that he wouldn't be as much in charge of like a usage role, but they've regressed even further. 0.9 steals for Drew Holiday. Like that's like he was 1.6 for three or four seasons in a row price last year, and 1.2 I thought was the low end. But those steals have come right back. I mean, the blocks are up, which is nice, but those steals. And the assists. I thought the assists were higher, would be higher, but he's just been surpassed, I think, by Derek White.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, it's been frustrating. I mean, I've held on to him because I'm not going to get anyone as good as him off waivers.
Any given night.
Yeah. And Wemby, who's been incredible, only played two games this week because of a back-to-back, and they also have a back-to-back this week. So I don't know whether their mindset is going to change before the end of this week and they decide to keep him on the minutes cap but play him in a back-to-back. That would be very nice. If Greg Popovich is listening to this show.
Come on, Pop.
Come on, man. Just roll him out there.
Roll him out there for Kingy. He needs you.
And so, look, they've been good. Larry Nance has been a decent pickup. Yes. I got Onyeka Okongwu, who I got in the trade from you, has been okay. I'm hoping that, the Hawks, I don't know if you saw their game against the Wizards yesterday. It was embarrassing. They literally looked like they didn't care and they weren't trying. And
I actually think there's going to be some changes coming to the Hawks. And I do think, would you say it's more than 50% likely that Clint Capela is traded? So I think it is. I think it's maybe not by much. Maybe it's like 55, 60%, but...
Yeah. I think it depends on...
I reckon they could change a whole bunch on the roster.
Yeah, I think he's probably expendable. I think DeAndre Hunter's probably expendable, and I think DeJounte Murray is he's almost gone. I think he's because I hope if it happens quickly that they view Okongwu as that centerpiece and that they keep him and he starts and he plays 33 minutes and blows up and that would at least make me feel better about that Chris Paul.
Hopefully it happens soon enough that you get the reward for it to get you into the playoffs. That's the only thing. We want these trades to come now. What's that?
You have Clint Capela.
Yeah. Well, I still hold out, like, if Capela goes somewhere, you would think that he's being traded to somewhere that they're still going to use him as a starter. I mean, I don't know how many teams are trading for Clint Capela to put him on their bench. Like, he's still a decent player. So, fingers crossed. Yeah. He was a bit disappointing this week, though. Like, there was a few low-minutes games, and I think even Okongwu's minutes were low as well. There were some games where they played a fair few minutes with no center around the court. So, it's an interesting one. I'm not super panicked about Clint because he's been solid so far this year, and I do think wherever he goes, he should be still able to get 24, 25 minutes, I would have thought.
Yeah, I think so. I wouldn't be too worried either. It's more the benefit for Okongwu if Capela does leave than the impact it has on Capela.
100%. That might do us today, Kingy. So if you guys do want to check out more of the Fantasy Basketball International stuff, please go and check out their podcast and YouTube channel. Make sure you give them a good old subscribe. They do lots of awesome stuff over there. Follow me on Twitter at BallBoysFantasy and give this video a big old thumbs up. What have you guys got going on your podcast, on your YouTube channel over the next week? Anything exciting happening? I know you've got lots of shows going on these days. Let the people know.
Yeah, we're starting to ramp up the shows. We're going to be doing, the Thursday night show that you were on a couple of weeks ago with Matty G. This week we've got Dan from NBA Fantasy Bible, I think, coming on. And we're actually going to do it live. So we'll see how that goes. Beers in hand and ready to go.
Sounds dangerous.
It could be. I believe it's going to be streamed live on Twitter and YouTube. And then I think on Saturday, the streaming show that I do with Mike Fiddle will be live as well. So I think we're just trying to dabble a little bit more in doing some live shows just to see how that goes. But, plenty happening. Mike's got he's got two shows now. Noah's still got his Tank Me Later show going. So plenty of stuff, and then we've got some potential partnerships with someone and a sort of a sponsorship kind of thing in the works. So
stay tuned. Yeah. All right. Yeah, well, stay tuned to that and follow Kingy over at AdamKing91 on Twitter. And, yeah, get some insight and see if you can get along some of those live shows. I reckon it'll be well worth your while. So thank you very much, Adam, for joining us on the show today, guys. Next week, we will be doing the review back on the Fantasy Basketball International YouTube channel. So be sure to check us that out over there. Give this video a big thumbs up, like we said, and we will catch you guys next time. Laters.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.